Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to KNR Constructions Limited Q4 and FY26 earnings conference call. This conference call may contain forward-looking statements about the company, which are based on the beliefs, opinions, and expectations of the company as on date of this call. These statements are not the guarantee of future performance and involve risks and uncertainties that are difficult to predict. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during this conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. K. Venkata Ram Rao, General Manager, Finance and Accounts, KNR Constructions Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. Good morning, and thank you for joining us today on the call to discuss the financial results for Q4 and FY26. Along with me, I am Mr. K. Jalandhar Reddy, Executive Director and Strategic Growth Advisor, our Investor Relations Advisor. We have uploaded results and the investor presentation on the stock exchanges as well as on our company website. I hope everyone got an opportunity to go through it. We would like to touch upon a few key company updates and industry events, post which we will have a question-and-answer session. Moving to the broader industry landscape, the road infrastructure sector witnessed a relatively meager pace during FY26, particularly on the project awarding front. Over the past 2 years, awarding activity by NHAI and the MoRTH has remained below the peak level seen earlier, reflecting a more calibrated and execution-focused approach across the sector. During FY26, NHAI awarded 3,100 km of the project, lower by approximately 22% year-on-year and below the initial target of 3,500 km. The moderation was primarily driven by extended project appraisal and approval timelines, land acquisition-related challenges, and increased emphasis on ensuring better project preparedness and structuring before tendering. The state execution activity on the ground continued to remain healthy. NHAI constructed around 5,300 km of the national highway during the year, which, while marginally lower than the previous year, but it is surpassed in its internal construction target of 5,000 km. This reflects the sector's strong execution capability and continued progress across ongoing projects despite near-term awarding headwinds. More importantly, the government's long-term commitment towards infrastructure-led growth remains very strong. Continued investment towards expressway, economic corridors, logistic infrastructure, and multimodal connectivity are expected to support sustained opportunity for sector over the medium to long term. Also, new meaningful opportunities are now opening up across segments such as mining development, irrigation, roadway, metro tunnel projects, urban mobility, and rail connectivity. This is creating a broader infrastructure ecosystem and enabling companies to diversify their capabilities, expand into new areas of growth, and build stronger long-term business models. On the cost front, the industry also witnessed some volatility in the commodity-linked input during the year. The ongoing geopolitical tension and conflicts in the West Asia led to an increase in crude oil prices, which consequently impacted bitumen prices. However, the impact on the domestic infrastructure sector remains manageable. To provide better support to the contractors and improve cash flow visibility, the Ministry of Road Transport and Highway reduced the price adjustment cycle from 3 months to 1 month, enabling faster pass-through of the fluctuation in the construction material and equipment costs. This step has been positively received by the industry and is expected to provide greater stability in the project execution going forward. Asset monetization also continued to witness healthy momentum during FY26, with NHAI monetizing around 28,000 crores through InvIT and TOT transactions, largely in line with the government target. This reflects the increasing maturity of the asset recycling model and support continued investment towards future infrastructure development. Looking ahead, the outlook for FY27 remains constructive. As per industry estimate, the MoRTH is expected to construct around 9,000 to 9,500 km during the year. While the pace of awarding and construction may remain one more balanced compared to the peak cycle witnessed earlier, the sector continued to benefit from the strong policy support, sustainable public capital expenditure, and rising private sector participation across infrastructure segments. Overall, India's infrastructure opportunity set today extend well beyond roads and highways, with increasing opportunity across transportation, urban infrastructure, energy, logistics, mining, and water sector. The industry is entering a more diversified and sustainable growth phase. Companies with strong execution capability, financial discipline, and multi-sector expertise are expected to well positioned to the capitalization on this opportunity, long-term opportunities. Now coming to the key updates of the company. The percentage of physical progress as of March 31st, 2026 for the HAM project is under Ramana to Tukara to Valanchery around 99.4%, Valanchery to Caprikat 98.3%, Chittu to Tachur around 97.4%, Magadi to Somwarpet around 91.3%, Merukadu to Somwarpadu approximately 27.1%, and Mysore to Kushalnagar package 4 around 15.5%, and Mysore to Kushalnagar package 5 approximately 12.2%. As of March 31st, 2026, the company has already invested rupees 734.24 crores out of rupees 952.17 crores revised equity requirement for all the HAM projects. The additional equity requirement of rupees 217.93 crores to be infused as 170 crores and 47.93 crores for FY27 and 28 respectively. You can refer to slide number 26 of the investor presentation for detail on the each HAM project. During the quarter, the company received a letter of award from two HAM projects with a combined project value GPC of rupees 3,897 crores. The first project was awarded by Tamil Nadu State Highway Authority, TANSA, for development of four-lane elevated corridor from Thiruvayur to Thandi on State Highway 49. The bid cost is of the project is 2,163 crores and has a construction period of 3 years and followed by an operation period of 5 years. Subsequently, the SPV name KNR Mahabalipuram Infra Private Limited has been incorporated and concession agreement has also been executed. The second project was awarded by NHAI for four laning of NH-167 from Kutuvallur to Mehboob Nagar in Telangana. The project is valued at Rs. 1,734 crores and has a construction period of 2 years, followed by an operation period of 15 years. Subsequently, an SPV named KNR Manyamkonda Infra Private Limited has been incorporated and concession agreement has also been executed. The tentative equity requirement for two HAM projects will be around 510 crores. Further, company has also received letter of acceptance for two EPC projects worth 133 crores. One from the Greater Hyderabad Municipal Corporation for construction of four-lane and unidirectional flyover at Rasulpura in Telangana. The project value is approximately 50 crores and scheduled to be completed over 24 months. Second one is from Hyderabad Growth Corridor for the widening and strengthening of pipeline road from Shankarpally Road in Telangana. Project is around 83 crores and has an execution period of 9 months. In respect of monetization proposal, we wish to inform that the company has transferred its all of equity share in one of its subsidiary companies, that is KNR Palani Infra Private Limited, to Indus Infra Trust. The company has invested rupees 64.40 crore in the form of equity and sub-debt in that SPV. Pursuant to this transaction, the company has received a consideration of 205.05 crores from the purchaser. And further, the SPV has also upstream rupees 90 crores of the cash surplus to the company through this transaction. The company is expected to close one of the projects by June 26 and other two projects by September 26. Now coming to order book position. As of 31st March 2026, the company total order book stands at 8,672 crores. The order book does not include the recently won HAM project. Including the HAM project, the company total order book stands at 11,903 crores. This is divided into 49% of the roads project, 14% for irrigation and 7% for pipeline project and 30% for mining project. Client-wide distribution is 60% of order book is from the third-party client and the balance 39% from the captive HAM project. In third-party order book percentage is also contracted 59%, where is 1% from the central government and balance 1% from our other private player. Kindly read the slide number 32 of investor presentation as above. The current order book will be executed over a period of 3-3.5 years, excluding the mining project. With the government continuing emphasis on infrastructure development, we expect the order activity to be improved over the coming quarter across both central and state government. In line with this, the company is targeting order inflow in the range of approximately 8,000-10,000 crore during FY 2026, comprising a healthy mix of NHAI projects, irrigation projects, mining, and other state government infrastructure work. Now let me take through the Q4 and FY 2026 standalone financial performance firstly, followed by the consolidated financial highlight. The revenue for the quarter stood at 535 crore. EBITDA for Q4 FY 2026 stood at 28 crore and EBITDA margin at 5.3%. Net profit for the quarter was 19 crore. Now coming to the FY 2026 highlights. Revenue for FY 2026 stand at 2,097 crore. EBITDA for FY 2026 stood at 178 crore and EBITDA margin stood at 8.5%. Net profit for FY 2026 stood at 116 crore. Now coming to Q4 FY 2026 consolidated financial performance. The revenue for the quarter stood at 696 crore. EBITDA for Q4 FY 2026 stood at 169 crore and EBITDA margin is 24.3%. Net profit for the quarter was rupees 106 crore. Moving on the FY 2026 highlights. The revenue for FY 2026 stood at 2,698 crore. EBITDA for FY 2026 stood at 711 crore and EBITDA margin FY 2026 stood at 26.4%. Net profit for FY 2026 stood at 473 crore. Now moving on the standalone balance sheet. The company continued to maintain a strong balance sheet. The working capital days stood at 78 days compared to 93 days as of March 2025. The consolidated debt as of 31st March 2026 stood at 2,438 crore as compared to 1,847 crore as of 31st March 2025. The net debt to equity on consolidated basis as of 31st March stand at 0.49x as compared to 0.41x as of 31st March 2025. With this, we can open the floor for question and answer. Over to you.
Thank you very much. We'll now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. First question is from the line of Ketan Jain from Avendus Spark. Please go ahead.
Hi. Thank you. Thank you for the opportunity. I wanted to understand how many kilometers were awarded. You said around 3,000 km by NHAI. In totality, including MoRTH, how many kilometers were awarded in FY 2026?
Voice is not clear actually. What you are saying, sir?
Hello. Yeah. Is it better now, sir?
No. Yeah. Tell me. Yeah.
I wanted to understand how many kilometers road projects were awarded in FY 2026. 3,000 was from NHAI. Including MoRTH, how many kilometers, sir?
Okay. We have that NHAI data. MoRTH data also we'll get it and we'll let you know.
Understood. Okay, sir. What was our order inflow in FY 2026, sir?
The order inflow concerned for FY 2026. One LOA is.
Hello?
Sir, we lost your audio. Can you hear us?
2,156.
Sir, sorry to interrupt. Sir, we lost your audio. Can I request you to repeat the answer once again?
Yeah. There is one ECR flyover in Chennai. That is around 2,150 crore is recently awarded. Apart from that, I think there
NHAI one.
NHAI one, that Gudipadu to Mahabubnagar one project. which is about 1,750 crores from an agency. And there are a few flyover works in GHMC, which is already announced in the market. They are in almost near about, say, 1,400 to 1,500 crores is now awarded. And further, there have been some bids which were submitted. We are also expecting some bids out of that. And again, there is some other bids in Chennai, ORR also we are expecting. Those around 800 crores, and there is another mining project is also on the pipeline. Maybe we will be having enough order book for upcoming year. Barring which, another 2-3 projects also we are aiming from NHAI and further from flyover projects. So with all that, I think we'll be able to achieve the targets as set in the, for our book concerned in this year. So definitely this is going to be a good start for us for next year.
Sir, any guidance on revenue and order inflow for this year, sir, FY27?
Revenues are quite difficult to say anything because which project is going to be awarded when and when it can be taken off. And certain projects are there which are EPC nature. They can start in 2-3 months time after agreement. But certain projects are HAM model type and all, they take another 6-7 months. Further, this is a different situation we are heading, sir. First time we are unable to say what we are going to do this year. That's the major thing because we are mainly depending on the works which are coming up. It's not that every time we used to be having order book in pipe, order book under execution and then say something we used to have. But this time is a quite difficult situation. But however, we'll try to touch around 2000 plus this thing which that we'll face. Further, anything added will also boost the things.
Understood.
But sir, I think we are tightly gearing up for the FY27 kind of thing.
Understood. Just the last question on my side. I see working capital has increased. Data days have been higher. Which pocket of customers are you seeing delaying payments? Are you seeing any particular states delaying payments?
Actually, as payment passbook is there because you know that we have one project in Kaleshwaram Package 4 where almost 620 crores of data is pending. So other than this, every state government, whether NHAI or other state government, they are not facing any issue. So data days has been actually compared to March 25, it is reduced. But definitely Package 4 data, there is no movement in that actually. So basically from government of Telangana irrigation project where we have stuck with some of the data.
Understood. Okay, sir. I'll join back. Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from line of Sandeep Agarwal from Naredi Investments. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Sandeep, you are not audible.
Sandeep. Thank you, sir. Hello. Thank you, sir, for the opportunity. There are a few questions. So this one, just regarding the Telangana due, any timeline or any update regarding this?
Sir, actually, the thing is, Telangana concerned, we are confident of getting the payments, but recent discussion says that loans issue will be pursued severely by the finance minister. But KNR and Mega Engineering had an extensive meeting with the finance minister last week. They said another 2 months, within 1-2 months, we will be solving. I think we are hearing the same from the situation. But I think this time finance minister is reviewed, so we are hoping that things could be a better shape.
Okay. Okay, sir. So next one.
It's not that. I request always with my investors or people that our persuasion is never ever stopped, and we have been under CBI Corporation to get this payment, sir. I think more or less we should get clear in this, if not in the this quarter, but next quarter we shall be able to get that that deal what we have, sir.
Okay. Okay. Thank you. So just next one is, so sir, regarding the regarding our order pipeline for the financial year 27, so what is our expectation other than this 3600 crore initially we get?
3600 crore. I think apart this students which are
Chennai and
So I think another say 4000 crores is under pipeline, we can say.
Okay.
To receive LOAs, we are about again, it is all unless we get issued with LOA, we cannot say it is all a pipeline kind of thing only. What I am talking about. Apart from that, further we are also pursuing some bids. So I think another 4-5,000 crore also we are focusing to get orders.
Okay.
And because Hyderabad triple RR is also hearing to come out, and there are almost 66 highways which are around Hyderabad are likely to come up. Apart from that, we are also trying to gear up something in railways. We are also gearing up in mining. We are also gearing up in flyover project as well. We will also look at good projects from this solar. So with all that, I think we will be able to achieve the targets which we set forth last year, but they are not getting fulfilled in entirely last year, but we will try to do in this coming 1-2 quarters.
Okay. So last one is, so any major claims pending to be received in current year and next year?
Major claims
pending.
They have been paid off. There is nothing actually. Whatever that was there, they have been received in the last quarter, this quarter itself. The last announced quarter. Later, I think we have hardly anything. Anything small could be there, but I think the debt cycle is also a quite difficult task right now in the situation which we are heading in. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Next question is from line of Shravan Shah from Dolat Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Just to understand in more detail in terms of the particularly on the revenue front, I will try to break it up into the segment wise, so it would be easy for you in terms of 27 specifically from now onwards. If we include the two new HAM projects, our current order book is 11,900 odd crore. So let's say in that, how each segment wise one can look at in FY27, let's say pipeline we have 832 crore, irrigation 1667, obviously the unbilled will minus 7-800 odd crore. So maybe 7-800 crore is executable. Mining is 3,500 odd crore, and HAM is the 1,400 odd crore, and the two new HAM 3,200 crore in terms of the EPC. So each segment wise, how one can look at this, and given, let's say, if we do, as you are saying, a 2,000 minimum, so I know we'll be able to do close to a 2,400-500 odd crore. So 11,900 crore and less this, so close to 9,000 crore, and plus another we will get a 9-10,000 crore. So kind of a 18-19,000 crore order book will be there at the end of FY27. So in that sense, how one can look at FY28, will it be a kind of a at least 4,500 crore kind of a revenue that one should be looking at?
So one thing is sure, sir, this time whatever the order which is coming up, it's coming at a tight competition. Cannot be expecting like a level last but year. The turnover can go, but I don't think the bottom line will be to that tune what, which we were giving in the earlier days, because now that market is entire, perception is changed actually. However, we will try to keep up the better way, and we are also thinking in a different pattern, different methodologies by which we can economize the things and do some sort of productive job. By which if we gain anything, that's an additional thing. However, nowadays the market is at very low levels. I think EBITDA, if you talk about EBITDA, I'm very shameful to say that it is around 10 kind of levels which now we are getting out. If we are able to do something better, I think it is always better. Because actually, sir, all the orders on hand were executed, and because of the big gap that has come in NHAI for 2 years, there has been very less job inflow. That has caused us to bid in such a way. That's the major issue here, sir. And second, sir, the overheads are higher because the staff and equipment, everything is being maintained in the same level, and the turnover has come down. So for which also we are facing that. So everything we put into the shape, and everything is coming into the busy shape, then things will improve. That's what we are thinking.
Got it. So you are saying that the execution, the turnover in the next year, FY 2028, obviously can be ramped up significantly if we win the order inflow. But on the margin front, we are saying that 10% is the one that one can look at. But there also, given the HAM projects that even recently we have won, so there previously we used to have a 18-20% kind of margin. So at least HAM will still be contributing a decent margin, but the other segments, as you are saying, would be having a kind of a 10% margin. That's the way one can look at?
Actually, that recent Gudbellur one, that Mahabubnagar-Gudbellur project, I think it is aimed at 11-12 levels only, the EBITDA for that execution thing. Going forward, we'll have to see that, sir. Again, I think Chennai one is little bit comfortable, we can say. So overall, we should be doing good, but we'll have to see, sir, how it goes. Because, you know, based on the works, amount of works being executed to that particular quarter, with respect to the same level of staff and same level of equipment depreciation which is being passed on, everything correlates. That you always know that calculation, I need not to tell you. So situation is that, sir. Really, it's a critical thing now to answer. Every time I used to tell you, Shruti, sir, this will happen, this may happen like that. This time, bit dilemma is there. However, I think going forward, after winning a few more orders, I can clearly tell you what happens, sir.
Okay. So for mining the existing one, in terms of the CapEx and the revenue, how we can look at for this year, FY 2027, and next year, the existing 3,552 crore mining order that we have. So in terms of revenue and the CapEx.
The mining orders are actually concerned that the main hurdle of getting that Banhadi mine, that F1 clearance has come up for the forest. It is about, say, 850 hectares land. Out of it, 50% is given for, I think, the F1 clearance has come. And now the Banhadi village Gram Sabha is to happen, and once that comes out, then we'll be able to tell you when exactly the timelines are. Once that Gram Sabha summit conducted, but this NHAI officials, NTPC officials, they could not answer the questions raised by the public, any villagers, about the rehabilitation issues. So I think for the next meeting, they will be prepared to answer those questions, because they were needing some certain clarifications with their headquarters department and environment clearances they have to take before they announce anything. So I think they are getting prepared for that, and then go for the Gram Sabha again. So this time it could be a successful story. I think not less than it will take 7 to 8 months to start at least.
Okay. And so lastly, in terms of how many value of projects, and also if you can specify NHAI and the state level, that we have already submitted bids and where the outcome is yet to come.
So actually that submission happened in many fronts. One mining project which we have submitted around 3,600 crores we have submitted. Bid is submitted for that. And I think apart from that, there are Chennai 2 ring ORR projects. There are two projects put together around say 850 crores and odd. So this is about say 4,000 plus, that's what in the pipeline is there now. Apart from that, I think tenders submitted but not opened are about say 3,000 to 4,000 crores. And GHMC is also has come up, no? Around 1,400 crores has come in the last year ended itself. So with all that, I think now we have a good pipeline and we are also few bids which we are now going to submit, which we have submitted. I think we are waiting for NHAI bids to happen. In many areas, we have studied from past 2 years. So the study is ready now. I think when the tenders happen, then definitely we are going to prepare.
Thank you. Shravan, I'll request to come back for a follow-up. A request to all the participants, kindly limit yourself to 2 questions per participant and rejoin for a follow-up. Next question is from the line of Balasubramanian from Arihant Capital. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir. Thank you so much for the opportunity. Sir, on the mining capex of 350 crore, this will be funded at standalone level via internal accruals or new debt, or separate project SPV. And I'm trying to understand, I think the projects, I think better to start at third quarter of this financial year. So when we can expect revenue contributions in mining in FY27 or FY28?
So this, whatever the capex is in the mining project, definitely it will be in the parent company actually balance sheet. Because this project is being MDO, but what are the back-to-back work done by KNR, its JV partner. So what are the capex requirement will come, that KNR is going to board this money. And for that, you know that already our monetization proposal is going on. We have the internal approvals. And we can definitely go for a higher purchase loan also. So we are working out where we have to get, how we have to fund that capex. So that is one thing, and in respect of mining project, as sir already explained, that it will take further 7 to 8 months to start. We can say maybe from Q4 actually, that mining may give some revenue actually in this year.
Okay, sir. So my second question, could you please talk about concrete bid pipeline for railway and metro projects in the coming years? And earlier you have mentioned about 2 to 3% of margin dilutions to win new orders. So out of 11,900 crore, how much percentage is on high margin orders and how much percentage is low margin orders, which you have taken 2 to 3% of margin dilutions?
So definitely in this railway sector, actually, we have bidded actually some of the projects. Worth might be around 700 to 800 crores. Actually, we have bidded the project in the railway sector. And as we are making the diversification in the other sector, so definitely the margin level is, as sir explained, around 10 to 10%. Actually, we are seeing overall margin level. So it's composition of our HAM project and this ECR Chennai project and what are the projects we got actually in the GHMC area and what are the because there is not much irrigation project is there, because generally irrigation project used to give actually above around 18 to 20% of EBITDA. So that's why our over EBITDA was good. But now irrigation projects are not much in our order book. So definitely execution aspect, definitely we will try to achieve that. But EBITDA front, definitely there will be, we have to see some, we have to keep our growth actually. And we are telling that around 10 to 11% like the EBITDA we could maintain in the future.
Thank you. Malathuramanan, I'll request to come back. A request to all the participants, kindly limit yourself to two questions per participant and rejoin for a follow-up. Next question is from the line of Taha Ansari from Taha Capital Management. Please go ahead.
Yes, am I audible?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, very good, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay, thanks for the opportunity, sir. Sir, just now you said that by quarter four of this financial year, our mining project can get operational. So if this goes on, so what can we expect going in FY28? What revenues our mining project can make us make for us in going for in going within FY28?
Because actually you know that in this mining project actually a lot of earth it is a open mining actually, so we have to do a lot of excavation. So first and after that, and our billing is based on how much coal we extracted. The project is actually around 3,500 crores for the initial year. Our turnover will be somewhere around 300 to 400 crores actually per annum. If it is a fully operational, then it will peak up to, you can say, 1,000 crores turnover in the fifth year. So initially we are expecting somewhere around 300 to 350 crores of the turnover. It is going to, if it is going to be operational.
Okay, and this is for FY28, 350 to 400 crores in mining.
Yeah.
Okay, and the second one is, sir, by the end of FY26, we got two HAM projects worth around 3600 watt crores. So, what appointment date for them we can expect, as well as is there any revenue guidance you can give going ahead for FY27 and 28 from these two particular HAM projects which we got in the very last?
As far as this ECR Chennai's project is concerned, actually, so we are almost finalized. We are there in the process of doing the financial closure, and we expect that we may complete the financial closure in next this month end, you can say. So after that, actually, based on the land is also available, so we can target actually appointed maybe in the next 2 months actually, and that project is going to start contributing in somewhere in Q3, Q4 actually. And as far as this our Telangana project is concerned, we have time till September, and maybe in Q4 actually this Telangana project is going to contribute actually something over there.
Okay, so the main contribution from these two projects will be there in FY28 only. And sir, the last one of mine, you said that in 2 to 3 months we'll get the irrigation receivables and all which are pending. So, yesterday only there was an article published in which the irrigation minister is saying that they are focusing more on this Palamaru irrigation project. They are focusing on a mission mode on these projects. And even he has suggested that the previous government was more into Kaleshwaram financing and going on to these projects. And we are more focused on this Palamaru irrigation project. So, what should we expect from it? Can it add to more time receiving our receivables or something?
Actually, sir, as we already told you, because for package 4 basically, where is the concern is there for the receivable of the debt actually. So definitely, we are following rigorously with the government actually. And ultimate, as you know that this water supply to the Hyderabad city, is right now there is scarcity is there. So definitely we had actually meeting with irrigation officials. So once our project is completed, then only that water can come to the Hyderabad city. So this is also one of the, you can say, priority as you project the government has to, you know, because government has already awarded actually project from pipeline from our project to the Hyderabad city. So once the water is available in that reservoir, then only it is, the water is going to come. So that's why we are discussing with them actually. We are hoping that maybe 2 to 3 months actually we should be able to get the money. So definitely our project, we will get money actually, what we want to say.
Okay, sir, in the very last, I know it's already...
Sorry to interrupt you, Taha, kindly come back for a follow-up, please. Thank you. Participants, kindly limit yourself to two questions per participant. Next question is from Nana Vasare from Nuama Wealth. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity. Sir, in the irrigation and the pipeline projects, now how much have we done the execution in FY 2026, and how much are we planning for FY 2027?
Actually, percentage-wise, if in FY 2026, actually, we did around 17% actually work in irrigation projects actually. And out of that pipeline work is it is around 13%-14% we did in the pipeline work in FY 2026.
Could you quantify in value terms, like how much we did in 2026 and our plan for 2027?
In fact, this, our pipeline work, we did actually around 220 crores work actually in FY 2026, and as far as irrigation, we did around 340 crores of work in FY 2026. And next year, definitely for Nalgonda, actually, we are trying to do around 350 crores-400 crores work actually in the FY 2026 for our pipeline work. And irrigation work, actually, most of the work is completed. So package four is almost, it is everything in the build only, almost. So the turnover will come from package three project only. So because there is some land issue is there, so the government has to pay to the, this villager actually for acquiring that land. If government is pays that land, then definitely we can execute around, maybe around 200 crores-250 crores work in the package three in FY 2027.
Okay. And sir, just some bookkeeping questions. What is the CapEx we did in Q4 and our target for FY 2027? Our revenue split for the quarter across segments, and how much is the balance outstanding from Telangana government?
No, no. As far as Telangana government outstanding is almost 1,400 crores, 1,450 crores is there, including our...
Sir, sorry, Shunta, we lost your audio. Can you hear us?
Yeah, around, this is 1,450 crores actually, receivables, including unbilled actually there from the, pending from the government of Telangana. As far as CapEx requirement is there, so for FY 2027, because now this mining project is going to, so whatever the existing CapEx is sufficient actually for our existing order book. But once this mining projects, and because we have projects in this ECR Chennai, so where, because this is a completely elevated corridor, so there some CapEx requirement will come. So this year, actually, we are targeting somewhere around 200 crores-250 crores of the CapEx, based on when this mining project is going to start, actually.
Sure, sir.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Next question is from line of Vaibhav Shah from JM Financial. Please go ahead.
So you mentioned that we'll get ADs for the two new HAMs in 3Q and 4Q. So what kind of execution are we targeting in FY 2028 from both the HAMs?
FY 2028.
2028, I think we have to complete that project.
That is three years.
That is three years. But anyhow, I think, mostly, yeah, we'll have to target actually the Nagarnar one, we'll have to complete that actually, actually by FY 2028.
September 28.
September.
29. So you can say around 1,000 crores-1,200 crores, we can-
Crores.
We can execute from these other projects in FY 2028.
From both HAMs combined?
Say both them combined, yeah.
Okay, okay. Sir, what would be our unbilled portion in the irrigation order backlog?
Unbilled is there around 800 crores.
So that revenue already recognized, only staying in the order books?
That will... Yeah, yeah. Correct, correct.
Okay, okay. Okay, and sir, lastly, what was our revenue from irrigation in Q4?
In Q4, irrigation revenue is just, it is around 8%.
8% for FY, for Q4?
For Q4, yeah.
Okay, okay. And sir, lastly, you mentioned that margins could be around 10%-11% for FY 2027. You expect it to remain similar in 2028 as well, despite we growing by a sizable portion? in FY28, given the very strong order book right now, which will be under execution for the entire FY28?
Actually, as sir explained, because what are the existing order books are there. So we have taken with, because you know that almost last 3 years, we are not getting much order. So definitely, we have gone a little bit aggressively, actually, and we have got this project. So that's why previously, actually, you know, the HAM project, we are getting around 15%-16% of EBITDA, and irrigation is more than around 20%. But now this is not a say, actually. Right now, we can go. So we are definitely going aggressively, and that's why this in even this our Mahabubnagar project, there is we will get somewhere at 12%-13%. So that's why in overall order book, as of now, actually, we are expected around 10%-11% of EBITDA.
Okay, sir. Lastly, what revenue are we targeting for FY28?
Actually, sir, explain, but our target is because this year we did 2,000, and next year we will do somewhere around 2,000+, maybe 2,200, 2,300. So definitely, around 3,000+, actually, we are targeting, actually, in FY28.
Okay.
Because,
thank you.
Because we have to see that. Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Bhavin Modi from Anand Rathi. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Hi, sir. Sir, can you help me? What is the, you know, unbilled revenue pending from the, you know, road order book and from the pipeline?
Actually, almost irrigation project is almost 800 crores, actually. And balance, you can say around 500 crores in the road section.
Understood. And sir, second, with respect to the, you know, I in the last call, you know, we mentioned that there we are forming, you know, a team for the railway segment, and we also saw, you know, there was a bidding, you know, done by the KNR in the railway. So how do you see, you know, railway vis-a-vis the road, you know? Because all the other players are saying, you know, there are not such, you know, good margins in the railway segment. So how are you looking at, or what different, you know, we are trying?
Railways, maybe we have done almost 6-7 tenders as of now, out of which none of them we won because the market is also there, as it is a little bit heated. But recently, we have submitted in some contract between Tumkur and Shimoga. Tumkur, yes, Tumkur-Shimoga. I think that is around 800 crores. So that there we are expecting. I don't know what happens, we can't say, but we have quoted little bit sensibly. We'll have to see what happens here. But I think the trend is very wrong there right now. But I think, sir, this will ease out our problems in going into the high-speed railways and all. So it's the targeting for high-speed railways with the few joint venture partners under which we are discussing. So definitely, I think this will gain, give us some in quoting those aspects. So I'm making the trials in this actually.
Sir, and last thing, you know, any ongoing, you know, talks for the back-to-back EPC arrangement, you know, either in railways or roads, anything which is going on?
No, so actually, the back-to-back discussion was there on the Maharashtra project, but there also they were not offering some lucrative price. They had got a lucrative price, but they're not giving us a lucrative price. So we said, after the discussion, we can't say it's a successful story or it is not successful story. It is under, we have quoted our price to them. If they accept, definitely we'll do at that price.
Okay. Sir, and any plans on the elevated road?
Kalna-Nanded Highway, I can even say that. Where we are waiting for that person to respond on that. The trials are there from all corners. Yeah, project is there with a little bit sensible payment backup. We are all trying it, sir.
Understood, sir. Understood. Thank you, sir.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Faisal Hawa from H.G. Hawa & Company. Please go ahead.
Sir, over the years, we have accumulated a lot of land in the sense for mining, etc. And now because of solar projects in rural areas, etc., there is a lot of value for these lands. So can you just give an estimate of what this land bank that we have is worth today at current prices? That is one. Second, sir, there are a lot of data center projects which are coming on in Andhra Pradesh, and we are kind of quite strong in that region. So are we looking at executing these projects, because these are also rather complex projects and we can have some private sector involvement either, so that our payments matters are also eased out. And third is, sir, what are our plans in solar and how do we plan to really, you know, get into the sector in a big way without compromising on margins?
Sir, actually, solar concerned, first I'll talk about the land which we have on the ground. See, actually, sir, these lands were accumulated only for the quarries and all other. See, there is every highway which we have done to 4 lanes. I think now they're coming for 6 lane or for the greenfield. So these, most of the quarries are a little bit useful for those projects which were coming up, because later if you want to buy, these is not at an unacquirable cost. Today, even the land which I want to purchase on the side rise, I cannot purchase because the price is so much. Almost they have gone by three to four times above. So with this, sir, actually the little bit comfortness is there for the company assets kind of build up. But actually, it's a right idea that going solar into these projects. Yes, definitely, sir. We are examining the case, and as and when the things roll out, like nearby areas, if they call for tenders, NTPC tie-ups, if they are able to make up, all that we are trying up. Definitely, sir. We would like to develop these lands with solar or for the quarries. So we want them to be under utilization in coming 4-5 years. That is the target which we are working on, it, sir. Second, sir, which you have asked about
data centers.
Data centers concerns, sir, we are now thinking of data center in Hyderabad, near about smart city area. There have been certain techno friends who would like to join the thing, and they want to make the business successful. So the model has come up like agentic AI plus data center development. So these sort of thing is going to be a little bit EBITDA making, and then going forward, it is lucrative for the public also. So definitely, sir, we are now under discussion stage. I think once the MOU also, model MOU has been circulated between us and the partners who want to join the team. So this is a little bit at this stage, sir, right now. So going forward, the plan for the company is that it to grow very big in the data center. Not like doing one data center and restricting ourselves, because, you know, backup data centers are also required, and then multiple data centers requirement is there in India, because 2027 onwards the data should be Indian, data should be Indian, so in India. So the territory advantage also is going to boost the business. That's what everybody is thinking, and we are also a positive thought we are giving towards that, sir.
But we are definitely very well equipped to do data center EPC work.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And yes, sir. We will do EPC. KNR will do EPC. No doubt will be done by KNR. But the thing is that the main thing power, that allotment of land from the government where the power 100% power supply assurance is there. That is only the important point. With water supply, this is the main thing, sir. Yes.
And sir, what are our long-term plans in solar EPC? I believe that the plain vanilla solar EPC is not attracting us much because of the low margins. So is there some other long-term plans that we have to develop?
Solar EPC kind of things, sir. What is happening here, actually, I forgot to answer the question. In solar EPC, in a small scale, it is worse, sir. You cannot even touch. But the larger scale, like 1,000 megawatts and all that, they are having some sensible touch. So definitely, sir, there only we want to hit, not below this. Above 500 are all happening in a good way, actually.
Thank you.
Only the challenging point in this is acquiring the land for those things. In certain contracts, land is being offered by the client itself. There we have no issues. But certain areas, we have to go with our own land or the land leasing method which we have to go. So those we are now exploring. The Maharashtra area, we are exploring opportunities. And Karnataka also, recently we have gone one land acquisition and leasing. All that is happening, sir, slowly.
Thank you so much for answering my question so well.
Yeah.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Durgesh Shukla from InCred Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. I just have one question. In the result PDF, on the standalone part, on point number fourth, it is mentioned that the company has recognized claim for an amount of rupees 16,297 lakhs from client on settlement, and also you have mentioned about cost and everything. So just wanted to know, this revenue, this part of recognized claim is already included in the revenue or not?
It is included, because what has happened, 162 crores of the claims we have recognized, and we have assessed some of the projects where our cost estimates has changed. So you can consider that around net, actually, net of 162 minus 133, around 27 crores has been considered in the operating income from revenue from operation.
Okay, so basically this 16,297 and 13,552 is both included in revenue and cost in the given statement. That's the thing, right, sir?
Yeah. It is included in revenue from operation. So net has been included, what you can say.
Net has been included. Okay, sir.
Yeah.
Okay, sir. Thank you, sir. That's all from my side.
Okay.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Vasudev from Nuvama Wealth Management. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the follow-up. So, sir, we're targeting 8,000-10,000 crores of order inflows for next year. So for this, what kind of bid pipeline, if you can just quantify that, you know, that we are looking at?
As you sir told, that around 4,000 crores are the pipeline is there. That is basically in some of the GHMC projects and some of the mining projects are there. And we are targeting to actually bid for some of the NHAI projects in the northeast part, actually. NHAI bid projects are coming in the HAM model. So that's why 8,000-10,000 crores is a mix of all these things, actually. Mining and roads, actually.
Yeah. Okay, got it, sir. And you said that irrigation is about 8% of the total revenue for this quarter. So, you know, if you can give breakdown for remaining segments as well, like road EPC, HAM, and as such.
Yeah. HAM is around 42% for this quarter, and road EPC is 33%, and back-to-back EPC is around 17%.
Okay, sure. And lastly, sir, what is the CapEx that we did in Q4?
Q4, we did actually almost nothing. Not much, actually. Total year, we did around 4 crores of CapEx there, sir.
Okay. Yes, sir. Got it. That's it from me, sir.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Akshat, individual investor. Please go ahead.
Am I audible, sir?
Yeah, yes.
Okay, so only one question from my side is that, give me a second. So, okay.
Yeah, pardon?
Are there any major delays or execution challenges in the current projects? If yes, then what steps are being taken to improve execution and timeline in financial year 27?
Delays in either. I think Kushal Nagar is the center.
Nice to Kushal Nagar, sir. There are certain land problems were there because of that service road they wanted, the public. It's a greenfield area. Actually, the lands are divided into two parts. Rather, access to the village and the lands have been cut by the highway. So, they wanted certain service roads to be provided and access to the village to be provided. So, for that, they were fighting and all these days they stopped it. NHA could not conclude that, but later, recently, within, I think, 2 weeks back, they have given the police protection to go ahead with the works. So now, now works are restored. I think the work is in full swing by today. So with all that, I think those projects' timeline is going to be a little bit shifted. But we will try to procure the provisional completion on time. But the final completion may differ with the final completion date. That's what we are expecting, sir. Because more than 50% of the land was under problem on the both the projects. Mysore Kushal Nagar, so two projects it is like that.
Oh, okay, thank you, sir.
Others? And rest of all, I think most of them online, sir. Even that Mahabub Nagar, what I heard recently, we met the project director. He was very confident of giving land within 5 months of FC time. He would give entire land to us to go ahead.
Okay, thank you, sir. Thank you.
Thank you very much. As there are no further questions, I would now like to hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you all for joining us on this call. Please reach out to our investor relations consultant, strategic growth advisor, or us directly. Should you have any further query, we can now close the call. Thank you.
Thank you very much. On behalf of KNR Constructions Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.